The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota hosts Purdue on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
No, we can go straight to questions.
We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, PJ, I'm just wondering, when you make a change at coordinator during the season, what's your goal in terms of what you want to see the response from your players that next game or for the next few games?
Well, you know, when you make a change, you know you're not going to get wholesale things right away, you know, and I think that's one thing you truly understand. But I think you want to see the ability to, you know, have your team respond the way you want them to respond, you know. There are a lot of things that went into the decision. There are some things that are obviously some results that are unacceptable, and I just want to make sure our team understands that, you know, that, this wasn't because of them, this is for them as we continue to move forward. So this was a decision that I, you know, once you make your mind up, you know, is what I believe as a leader, I think you make the decision, you know, and once you've made your mind up, I don't think you hold on to that very long. So I felt like it was definitely necessary. I felt like we needed it for our 3-game stretch coming up. And, I thought our team has really responded really well to it with all due respect in terms of handled it very well. Rob Smith's a class act. He's a tremendous football coach and a wonderful person. And we wish him all the best.
And just on the field, what are the most important things you need to see defensively going forward, especially with this type of offense coming in this week?
Well, they're very dangerous, and they're dangerous in every area. You know, they can really run. They've got a lot of experienced players all across the board. I mean, their offense is loaded with seniors and fifth-year players, and they've got some really dynamic young guys. So they can really run the ball. They spread you out. They make you tackle in space, which has been an issue for us this year. There's a lot of guys who are playing that maybe necessarily we wouldn't thought would have played possibly at the beginning of the year, but this is a great experience for them. And when you get called upon, you've got to answer the bell. And this is great experience for our young football team. And defensively, we've got to be able to keep it simple and continue to rally to the ball like we did towards the beginning of the year, because there's been some really, really good times this year defensively. And then there's been some very inconsistent times, and it's been a roller coaster. And so, what we need to do is get a lot more consistent, which sometimes takes a lot of the younger guys a longer time to get there, or the inexperienced guys to do that. However, we just have to be able to do that in the next 3 games.
Great. Thanks, PJ.
My pleasure, Adam.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
My pleasure. Thank you.